Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, here on Thursday, January 23rd, with your weekly insurance news wrap, giving you the latest updates from the Australian industry. First up, a key travel insurance dispute has underlined the importance of understanding pre-existing condition clauses. In a case that saw an Australian vacationer in the US have his claim denied after rushing home to be with his terminally ill sister-in-law, we learned a valuable lesson in coverage. The policyholder faced financial hardship after the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, known as AFCA, ruled in favor of the insurer, AWP Australia. The policy didn't cover for relatives' pre-existing conditions. While the policyholder argued the policy did not require her medical history disclosure, AFCA maintained that understanding policy exclusions is crucial. This callout is a stern reminder for travelers to wisely consider family medical histories when choosing their insurance coverage. Elsewhere in Victoria, an urgent solution is sought to the insurability crisis at Halls Gap. Coalition leader Peter Dutton has shed light on this problem during his visit, in the aftermath of the bushfires that hit this tourist hub. After a whopping 134 claims from the Grampians fires, it has become more than apparent the importance of insurance in keeping local businesses afloat. The urgency of the situation is exacerbated by the region's unfortunate history of natural disasters. All eyes are now on the updates from the Insurance Affordability Task Force. Meanwhile, severe electrical storms have caused considerable damages across New South Wales, as well as the Australian Capital Territory, creating an influx of over 11,000 insurance claims. Counts show that out of these, 10,797 originated from New South Wales alone, predominantly focusing on home damages. Major insurer Suncorp has reported 3,200 of the claims and has set up its mobile disaster response hub in northern New South Wales. Despite the turmoil, recovery efforts by the NSW government, supported by the Commonwealth State Disaster Recovery Funding Arrangements, are in full swing to support affected communities. On a similar note, disastrous weather in eastern Australia has led to dramatic increases in insurance claims. Residents in New South Wales and Queensland have been experiencing the malady of strong winds, heavy rainfall, and disastrous hail. Amid fatalities and injuries, insurance companies, including Allianz and Suncorp, predict a surge in claims as conditions persist. The Bureau of Meteorology warns residents to stay prepared, emphasizing the critical role the insurance industry plays in dealing with these crises. Altogether, these stories underscore the importance of understanding your coverage, choosing the right insurance for your specific needs, and the significant role insurance plays in times of crisis. Always stay informed, and make sure to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for your personal and business insurance needs in Australia. That's your weekly insurance news wrap for today. Stay safe, stay informed, and remember, Financial Services Online has got you covered. I'm Paige Estrotori, saying goodbye until our next update.